Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Brown, this is Brother Williams. We're about ready to start.
Yes, sir. We on. Go ahead and start.
My apologies, my brother. I've got a long distance call. I just talked to Brown and start. He'll be on time now. He do
well,
too. I know. I forgot. I don't know if he will time. I forgot. Because he's 20 minutes late. They don't need to be started. He's on time. You go to school, you wouldn't be late. He could bark it.
Well, I would be late sometime, but I wouldn't do it on that.
I believe in being on time.
I do too.
Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, our radio audience, once again, we, the Church of Christ of the United States of America, we come to you tonight with another broadcast. This broadcast is our special broadcast event that we do each week on behalf of our listeners. Tonight, we want to hear from you. This is our question and answer broadcast. Many of you who've been invited and who are on this call tonight have heard the gospel truth that we teach, and we know from experience that most of our listeners are not a part of the spiritual church of Jesus Christ worldwide. But we have a worldwide audience, and we just want to hear from you tonight. And the only way you can do that is you must dial on your phone into the radio station in New York, the city of New York, the state of New York, USA. That number is 347 area code 850-8256. All you international and overseas, you know you got to use your country's dialing code prefix, and then you have the 10-digit number. Let me tell it again, 347-850-8256. If you're on that call, you're listening to me on your phone right now, and if you have a question that you would like to ask at any time in the next hour, all you need to do is push number one on your telephone keypad. That will alert our program moderator, Brother Brian Brown, faithful member of the Church of Christ that meets on West Ward Street in Texas City, Texas, USA. Brother Brown will cue you into this call, and you can ask your host, Brother James Johnson and Brother Leroy Williams Jr., you can ask any Bible question, any question of faith or morality that you have, and we promise that we will give you the Bible's answer. We're going to give you the book, chapter, and verse, or books, chapters, and verses, where you can write them down and go read it for yourself, where you can go and study it and understand what God is saying, what God requires, what God expects of you and I. That's the only thing you can do to guarantee that you have obeyed the truth and are saving your soul. That's what we encourage every time. That's what we insist of all of our hearers, is that you let God speak to your heart and receive what God says, and you will know the truth. Jesus says in John 8 and 32, those disciples who followed after him, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Nothing but the truth can free us from the condemnation and damnation of our sins. we have committed. Nothing but the truth can free us. Every man who has been born into the world has reached the age of accountability and found himself in a sinful state in his spiritual character and morality. And the only solution to our sins and immorality is obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Savior of the souls of all men and women, all those who will obey him. He is the only Savior for mankind. From generations gone by till generations coming forward, till he decides to come and end it all. That'll be the final judgment. But while we have life and health and strength, we need to dedicate ourselves to finding out and to following the directions and the commandments and instructions of God's word, the New Testament gospel of Jesus Christ. So tonight is a night of investigation on your part, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to know, ask the question. Doesn't matter what the question is, or whether you think it's a worthwhile question to ask, or that doesn't matter. What matters is if it is something that is troubling you and causing you to doubt and to falter from obeying God through faith, we want you to ask the question for an answer tonight. Maybe you just want to ask a question because you know that somebody else might need to know something. I invite people to this call all the time, and I ask certain questions, and in my teaching, I answer them by the word of God because I know the people that I ask need to hear more truth, need to receive more understanding, need to have a greater and more in-depth understanding of what the word of God teaches. That's why we're here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate everyone who has called in, especially those who have not yet made up their minds to repent, to change, and to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ for their salvation. In order to be saved, you must be baptized. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot be saved without being baptized. Baptism is a commandment of God that we must obey in order to be saved. You cannot be free from your sin without it. Well, Acts 22 and 16 confirms that. Baptism washes away our sins. Yes, it washes away our sins. You mean the water washes away sin? No. The obedience causes God to remove our sins and trespasses out of our spiritual life and restore eternal life to our spirit. That's what the Bible teaches. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, 12, and 13. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. Write these scriptures down, ladies and gentlemen. Write them down. Go back. Read them. Study them. Meditate on them. And you will receive a revelation, a message through the word from God. If you understand what God has given us. The Bible is his revelation to man. If you understand what God has given us, then you have received revelation. All you have to do now is obey the instructions thereof. That's what we're about tonight. That's what we're about every night. That's what we're about every day. That's what Brother Johnson and I, as ministers and preachers of Jesus Christ, that's what we are about. That's what our whole life is based upon. Because we have a responsibility to God for our soul, too. We have to be very careful what we teach, that it be what God has said and not what we think or want to think. So we make it a point to follow after the words of the book of the Lord. That's the Bible. So as we continue on in our program tonight, in a way, introduce my co-host, Brother James Johnson, minister of the Far Edition Church of Christ, which assembles and worships in Wharton, Texas, USA. We also want to acknowledge the Darien Loop Church of Christ, which assembles and worships on Darien Loop Road in Houston, Texas, USA. The Darien Loop Brethren are responsible and are providing the money that pays for this broadcast each week. We are not having this broadcast and coming into your home or wherever you are listening to solicit money and support, financial support for this broadcast. God has already instructed us and has blessed us to have it paid for. We are only coming into your home, into your mind, into your life to give you the salvation, the saving grace of God for your soul. So we want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, it's our intent that you hear, believe, and obey the truth. What is truth? God's word is truth. John chapter 17 and verse number 17. That's what Jesus said. When he was praying, the man Jesus Christ was praying to God, his Father. He said, thy word is, if you will, let's take a moment to with me and let's pray. Ask God's blessing on this broadcast event tonight. And after that, we're going to turn the broadcast over to my fellow minister, Brother James Johnson. And he's going to share some things with you from the Word of God that we know, if you will take heed, will cause you to do the right thing in obeying God. Let us pray to Jesus Christ, who is God, our Savior, our Creator, our Father in the Spirit, our husband in the church, our elder brother according to the adoption. We pray, dear God, and bow our hearts in humble submission, and we're asking for your continual blessing in our spiritual lives, continual strengthening of our faith by the revelation and the understanding of your word. We pray to God in hope, and we live in hope as we walk by faith. Walking by faith, we walk according to your word.
Amen.
There's no other way we can walk by faith. We must believe the truth and Amen. Obey it. And as we do, dear God, we believe, as you have said, that we have all grace afforded to us.
Ah.
Your servant and our brother, Peter, said that we have all things that pertain to life and godliness from you, given by you to us through the word and the preaching of the gospel. Thank you, dear God. As we continue to walk by faith, to fight the good fight of faith in preaching and ministering the word to the world, we are hopeful, dear God, that you will bless this ministry and that some honest soul will obey the truth as a result of being a part of those who hear the truth of this ministry. Thank you, dear God. Continue to be with us in every endeavor we put forward to do your will according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Brother Johnson, we turn the floor over to you. You have the audience.
Yes, I see the world is dying.
Oh, yes.
The world is passing away. Nobody's listening to God's way. Looking at Tom Hanks today, the actor.
Famous.
He got the coronavirus, him and his wife.
Coronavirus.
He got it. He can't come. He can't go nowhere but stay on wherever he's at.
Quarantine. That's right.
It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stars.
Movie stars.
Getting it just as bad as we are, and we don't have the money. Your money can't buy that disease away.
No.
It'll either be cured by God through the doctors, or it ain't going to be cured.
At all.
If I was anybody, I had my right mind tonight, I get in Christ.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Before it's too late. Death is for sure. Then yep. The judgment.
Amen.
Ain't no excuse. God ain't hearing it. We sit around here from day to day. Schools are closing down.
Yes.
Children can't get education. Stock market is in bad shape. Gasoline gonna go down because people can't drive cars everywhere.
No.
We got a quarantine going on heavy. The news people been talking about it ever since, and they're gonna keep talking about it till we find an antidote for it. And God hasn't given man the knowledge to find the antidote. It's not that he can't get it or pay for it. God wants man to repent.
Yes.
That's the key to the whole thing. Your nursing home don't want you to come there now. I'm just telling you the way it is.
You busy sick parents.
You can't go to the hospital with 4 and 5 people now.
Nope.
You only can go with 2. And you can't stay there all day either.
Nope.
Got to give it up. Christ is coming. I keep saying it. I ain't going to back off until I see the result. I said, I got to see the results now. If you get in Christ, I'm going to say the word or go to hell. It's simple as that.
Amen.
The Bible does not change because we don't like what it says. I said it last night and I'll say it tonight. If we don't change, hell, lift up your eyes. God is sick of sin. So we got this bad attitude. Well, God is long suffering. Okay, how long is this suffering going to be? It ain't very long. The news people, they getting all nervous. They looking at the situation. Why is it happening to us? What can we do about it, doctor? Doctor just can't say nothing. All he can do is drop his head.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you're dropping flowers on the ground. I got the antidote. The antidote is repent. That's what he's telling you. For real.
Come to me.
Come to me or stay out there and die.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Turn, man. Got
to
turn.
You got to either turn to God or stay out there and die. And look at you.
And go to hell.
And go to hell on top of that. Now, that's bad business.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is it. You know what? Let me tell you something about Satan here. Now, he didn't join all that. Because
mm-hmm.
he said, the more souls I can take to hell, the better it is for me.
Yeah, you're having a part.
He said, I'm going to show you something. He said, I got something for you.
Hmm.
Now, if you look at the picture, he said he got something better than God. Now, what does he got better than
thinks.
God?
No.
Nothing. Huh?
That's what he thinks.
What he thinks. And he's dreaming on it.
Mm.
Mm? He's dreaming on it in his mind.
Ignorant men.
And men are just that foolish to listen to him.
Follow it right in his hand.
Just look at the demonstration.
Hmm.
You got people all over the world, the rich people.
Oh, yeah.
Got money, but they can't get rid of the disease.
Congressmen, kings, presidents.
Can't get rid of the disease. Donald Trump is talking that noise, but he don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's right in the midst of it, right there in Washington, D.C. He can't run. And he sure can't hide from God.
Is that the White House?
Huh? It's coming on in. Oh, God got a way to get your attention. He got mine a long time ago.
Yes.
Before this even came out. But he's getting it more because I'm looking at man going down.
It's stronger.
It's stronger and it's deep.
Your faith must be stronger
if
today.
If it's not, you're already dead. See. People don't want to hear the truth, Brother Williams.
Mm.
I think about your brothers and sisters and down there. They right in the midst of that mess.
Oh, Lord.
Right in the midst of it. I'm telling you like it is. I was looking at it on TV today.
Yeah.
They're talking about why your sister lives. They ain't too far from that Galveston place.
That's right.
And if that stuff spreads in the air, he can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's time to move.
My children are down there.
Huh? Your children down there. Warn them, Brother Williams. Don't let them slide. Because God can't help us if they won't obey and repent. You got to come to Jesus.
Amen. You better get ready.
Because, see, death is for sure. See, people saying, oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, people now, you know, even the sinner, Brother Will, is asking for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Talk to me now.
They want grace.
They want grace now.
From God.
Oh, they down on their knees. Hey, Brother Johnson, pray for me, man.
Yeah.
I need some help.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when we were trying to tell you what to do, wouldn't listen. You see, you're doing the thing of Noah, huh? Let's talk about Brother Noah for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You see, Brother Noah was trying to warn the people as he was building an ark. The ark was the anti-type of the church.
Yeah.
Nobody would listen to it.
Nobody. For
100 years. God said, okay, it's time to close the book now. It's time to close the door to the ark.
Judgment came
up on all of those who were on the outside, not on the inside. God sealed it, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Did he not seal it?
God sealed it.
Noah couldn't open it for him, even if he wanted to.
And the water couldn't get in.
And then God said, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to lift the ark above the water level.
Yes, he did.
Huh? Am I right about it?
Yes.
He lifted it up and held it up. It didn't sink down to the bottom. Huh?
No.
Now all those people drowned. Oh, look what God doing now.
The whole world.
Now look what he's doing. He's like, I'm going to send a disease you can't get rid of till I decide to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll decide when you decide to repent. You've got to repent, Brother Wee. You've got to get into the Lord's church.
Amen.
The church of Christ is the only church on planet Earth can save man's soul.
Amen. You
right about it? The Bible tells us. We got it right here in front of us.
In the Bible.
The Bible says so. God's word will not change. God's word stands forever. And we better get right with God. I ain't getting right with you, Brother William.
No.
Because you ain't God. I got to get right with God with my soul, Brother William. That's what God, look at that. He said, repent, Johnson. Repent, Brother William.
Yes.
He don't mean, oh, well, I repent for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
This repentance means forever.
Be serious about it.
You've got to get it ready.
Be faithful.
If the soul don't make it, you already in hell.
Hey, amen.
That's all I can tell you. I'm telling you what the master said. He said, repent.
That's for the whole world.
The whole world. Down to the leaders, to the president of the United States.
Every person.
There ain't no excuse. They sitting up there in Washington, D.C., crying. Some of them crying, Brother. What we going to do now? We as preachers might have to go there and tell them what to do.
Amen.
Huh? Because the denominational world can't tell them nothing. All the denominations do it continually to lie.
They don't have a truth.
See, you got to tell them to repent.
They got to repent too.
And be baptized
Amen.
In water, like the Bible says. The false prophet.
Got to repent or die.
That's it. Ain't no middle ground with God. Ain't no upstairs, downstairs with God.
Mm-hmm.
Either you obey or you reject. Oh, God got something for you. Oh, they just thought it was coming. See, people thought, oh, 2020, oh, we're going to really shake it up. You know, they had to cut two presidents and two Democrats off from six states. I mean, I don't know where that stuff at. That stuff floating in there. You lie to get it. And then what happened? You lie to get it. Movie stars can't even act on TV. The basketball players had to cancel out.
Yeah.
The football players, the baseball players
yeah.
got to cancel out.
Yep.
Oh, the livestock got to cancel out. The rodeo.
The Summer Olympics.
Got to cancel out.
In trouble. Japan may not be able to host.
They can't. It's too much that stuff on. But it's in the air. It's not on your skin.
It's
in the air. And you inhaling it, and then it gets in the body.
And it's too late
to get it out. You see, Tom Hanks said today, him and his wife said, oh, we feel very, very sick. Oh, it's killing them. They don't have antidote. They got money. We're good money. They can't find antidote. The doctor said, we can't. We ain't got it yet. Got millions of dollars.
No matter how much money you got, we can't cure you.
Can't cure you, huh? Oh, no. Oh, now you want to come to God.
You give all your money.
And still don't
give God haven't given man a cure.
I'm giving it to him. I see doctors saying, oh, what are we going to do now? Oh, us preachers got the remedy of the Church of Christ. We got the remedy. Repent.
Amen.
That's all it is to it.
Turn to Jesus.
Turn to it.
Get ready for the everlasting.
Or die and go to hell. One of the two. You got a choice. Oh, look at the world now. They're crying, Brother William. They're crying.
Well, it's time.
Because God didn't say you're going to stay here forever.
Mm-mm.
He didn't promise that kind of lifestyle. See, man's all, well, I'll stay a little longer. The movie stars can't act. James Bond made a picture. They cut it off. So you can't shoot that whole film no more.
We can't fly and go
over
everywhere
that.
We want to go.
The outflow.
People can't come over here because we're banning it. And we can't go over there because they're banning
it. You see what we're saying? Now, the airplane port, the airport ain't going to make the big money like it was making it.
Drowned it.
It's all over. The president can't ride over those other countries now.
Yep.
He can't ride over.
He can't go over there.
He got to stay. He might get sick. The man's 73 years old. Get sick, Brother William. His immune system ain't strong as it was when he was 35.
Amen.
Now, what he going to do? His wife is in her late 50s. Now what are you going to do? Children, what are they going to do? Daddy, you president. Now what are we going to do?
You got to wait for God.
Got to wait on God.
To give medical knowledge.
See, God, I'm going to teach you something. You're going to listen to me. You're going to listen to me or perish. Now you're going to do one of the two.
Amen.
Listen to me or perish. That's why I say, how can we sit here day in and day out, never repent.
Makes no sense.
I can't see myself going to hell. Brother William, 50 years, and then still go to hell. Why? Because I haven't repented.
The question is, what if I die? What if they don't get a cure before I die?
Then you lost if you don't repent.
If you don't repent before God, you ain't got no everlasting life either.
You that's cut off.
Eternal death.
You see, that's why I tell people, look at what God got to say. Oh, Brother Johnson, yeah, you're right. No. It ain't Brother Johnson right, but what God said.
God is true.
See, Brother Johnson got to go through the same ordeal. But I'm trying to stick with God. I don't want to slip up.
Amen.
Huh? Am I right about it? Yes. I don't want to slip up.
There's no
see, ain't no sense of putting the book away.
Mm-mm.
You need to keep it open. Huh?
Stay in it.
24/7, as they say.
Yes.
The Bible telling them. You see, God is warning. Man is sleeping, but God is warning. Death is for sure. You know they had 15 of that stuff in Montgomery County already?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming for more. The man today said, the news man said, oh, If we got 15, how many more we going to get?
Never know.
We just don't know. We better wake up. We better start praying. Giving time, all your time. Now, listen up. Church of Christ.
Church of Christ.
And those who are not members of the Church of Christ, listen up.
Mankind.
You better wake up.
Amen.
You better do like Paul said in Romans 13, verse 11. Wake up out of thy sleep. Because
mm-hmm.
you're dead. That's what he's telling you.
Stop being lazy.
You're lazy, don't want to do nothing. Don't want to hear what God got to say. God said worship him in spirit and in truth. But we don't want to do that. We want to worship God when we feel like it.
It's time to live for Jesus.
Oh, we're going to pay for it.
Amen. Well, we're paying.
Oh, the price is too heavy.
We're paying.
Paying right now.
Right now.
Ain't no closing no door now. It's too late to close the door. See,
it won't
God
stop
is looking at
coronavirus.
That. See, that disease, and the news man said, it came too quick.
Yeah.
That ought to tell you something.
Yeah, it's coming super fast.
It's coming so fast, you're about to go outside, brother, and start breathing the air, and then you go back in the house. I don't feel so good. What's wrong with it? Then you got to go to the doctor. Then he might not can't take you in the hospital because half of the hospital got the stuff. Then he got to give you hope that he can give you the right shot, and if he don't give you the right medicine, then you land up in the hospital bed sick, almost dead.
They may not even have a baby.
That's it. Medicine on the floor.
Somebody got that before you, and you ain't got a baby.
That's what you're going to do then. Huh?
Come
on now.
Brother Johnson, we got to live for Jesus.
That's it. That's why I say it.
We got to live for Christ and die for him.
Got to keep the book open.
Amen. Christians,
he's telling us. And he ain't playing with us either. He's telling us straight up. And we sitting up here acting like, oh, it ain't going to happen to me. I know people say, well, I don't see nothing happening. Okay, keep living.
Yeah.
How come we can't shake hands no more?
Keep living.
Keep living, you'll see it.
And
now you got to stay sanitized.
But you're gonna die anyway.
We'll die. I don't care how you look at it.
If we get past coronavirus, we still got to die.
Got to die for a reason.
Then what?
Still gonna die. I don't care who you are. See, God's sick of sin. He's sick of it.
He's been waiting long time. But you know what? He's watching now.
God is looking. Like I always like to use the bird owl. I'll sit in the tree. Never move. That's a strange bird. He sit right there, Brother Wee, and don't move, but the head moving. Just steady looking.
Mm-hmm.
He look down at you. He turn his head. And he don't do like this real fast. He go real like a clock. He go slow.
Left to right. Take his time.
And then he stop and look. Then he go back the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you. That's what God does. God just, I see what you're doing. Oh, God don't see it. You keep dreaming. Just keep dreaming. God don't see it.
God don't take it into account.
I said, clock. Well, see, Jesus said, when I come back, I'm coming with my reward.
It's already with
you. See, people don't know what Jesus really saying.
Hmm.
He didn't say, I'm coming back for churches. He's not coming back for a church. That's the individual.
Amen.
See, the soul that he come back for, that's one go home with him.
That's
the
it.
The soul that don't go back with him, that's one go to hell.
Amen.
But just close the book on him. You see, we can't have hatred in our heart for our brethren.
No, sir.
You see, we got a lot of folks in the church. Brothers and sisters, Kenny, you and me,
mm-hmm.
won't deal with us now.
Hating one another.
Hating one another. We brothers, our mother had all of us. But we don't love one another now.
We can't be around each other.
Okay, we can't stand each other. Well, what's so with that deal?
We don't have nothing in common.
Now, when we was kids, we played with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We might have fought a little bit, but we still played with each other.
We were in it.
Yeah, but now, we don't care. I don't care what you do. You mess with me, I'll bust your head open. You mess with me, I'll pull a gun on you.
You don't agree with me, I just don't have nothing to do with you.
Don't let you know God's word. Oh, he hates you showing up now. Oh, but God said if you hate your brother, you're in serious trouble. God said you're a murderer.
Amen.
First John 2:11.
Amen.
He said you're a murderer. See, brother, I ain't got to pull a gun on you. All I got to do is hate you.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got to fight you.
No.
I ain't got to hurt you. I'm just letting my mouth do the killing.
And they kill kill you dead in the door now. That door standing right there. If I take your hinges off of it, fall down. That's where I look at you.
Take my mouth and my mind, and I can destroy your character and kill you. You'll be walking out here breathing.
And dying.
And dead
in the door. She guards her shoulders. She says, I gave you the book.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you follow the instructions? Well, Lord, God is going to hear it. Edison said nothing but gone to hell.
God's not hearing excuses right now.
Nope. He ain't hearing it. Look at the people, brother Wisdom. They're so scared now. I will listen to the doctor on TV say, we got to say it. We can't let 4 and 5 people come up in here. We just is going to let 2.
We can't.
When it gets here, I can't let you come up in here and see your family. I want maybe 1 or 2, depending on how the doctor looking at it.
If you got coronavirus, you don't need to go see your family.
Nope. You might as well just stay out there. It's out there in the wilderness.
That doesn't even make sense.
And people just, schools, they shut down about 25 schools a day.
School districts. Not 25 schools. They school down 20 school districts.
And
colleges and universities.
And I didn't look that on. The college that you go?
My college, Rice University, is closed.
It's closed. I said, wait a minute. Now, you go to that school.
That's
going
where I graduated from.
What's wrong with
1975. Got some people with coronavirus. They was on the Capitol.
I said, oh, Lord, look at
that. Now, everybody got to go home and get on the computer.
Yeah. And do what they can. And
professor got to go home.
You know what? And now you know what? I'm scared to go to a man's house. I don't know what he got.
Don't know.
I don't know what he got. Go knock on the door. Then I got it, dog.
You don't know.
World is passing away. Did John say that? 1 John 2:15-17.
Yes, sir.
God said it's going to pass away. Look at it. Now, I guess man don't see that either. So he's just going to go on living like he is. But I know that man's drugstore the other day said, do y'all have anything for me to please? They said, well, we got gloves. So he said, I mean everything. I don't mean just the gloves. I said, sir, you're breathing in the air. Gloves can't protect you. He looked at me for a minute. He can't protect you. You breathing it.
Yeah.
It's right in the air. They said, he's right. That's where it's coming from. It's in the air, and we can't do nothing about it.
It's a communicable disease, just like a cold.
And said, bad. Lay a dress over the car. He said, he's right. I just told him in his face. He said, so, sir, you tell me. I can go out this door and breathe somebody's face or they breathe in my face, and I already got it. I said, if you start feeling bad, that's what you got.
It's a contact.
Oh, man.
That's why we worry about how many people that you've been around when you got the virus. Before you knew you had it, how many folk was you around?
And then
you got people who don't even want to tell the truth.
And then I was looking at the people that's 85, 95
mm-hmm.
in the nursing home.
Yeah.
They all were bad up in there. Especially up there in Washington, D.C. and down there in part of Houston. I was listening. I said, oh, Lord, you showing me some stuff. See, God let me see it. I said, oh,
California.
Oh, California. Hell of a
Seattle, Washington.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God said, oh, you. I want
Washington
you
State.
I want you to see it.
Florida?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God ain't leaving nobody out. I told you the president had to stop their campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
Those that's running for president.
And they talking about the warm weather, what effect it have on the virus. Well, the air gets thinner, the virus can travel further.
That's it. And guess what, brother? See, if it travel further, check it out. Ain't nothing to block it. You inhaling it, and then you get a headache.
The wind blowing out there.
If God has stopped the wind from blowing, and you get a headache. Tom Hanks said, we first found the symptom. He said, me and the wife both had headaches.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing they know, now they're quarantined. We can't go nowhere.
So Johnson, if you get it, Johnson got it.
That's it. You know what I mean?
That's your wife.
What can I do about it?
If I get it, my son has it.
That's it.
We live together.
Somebody go first.
Huh?
You see, God is good. He know how to hold it back off his people. He know how to act. That's stupid.
Well, that's what it on. They're not his people. They're sons of disobedience.
That's it.
But see, this is why, this is what's happening now, brother. This is for the sons of disobedience to wake up.
Yeah.
Repent.
I look at your
turn
boy.
Around.
I look at your boy coming every Sunday and Wednesday night with his mama.
Mm.
He thinks he's doing her a favor. He's not. He was. God's going to do something. And I feel for Sadie. She won't tell him. I can't die for you, son.
He can't. She can't live for him.
She can't live. And she won't tell him. They're going to end up up in hell, Leroy, because if you, okay, you got two daughters now. You got a daughter overseas and a daughter right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell them, you're going to tell them the one that, look, this virus is bad. Y'all need to repent. Now, they sit there, well, daddy said we need to repent. Well, and then they don't repent, brother. You can't stay there with them. You got to move on. You done told them what God wants them to do. And they just don't do nothing about it.
My daughter overseas is a medical professional in the Army, and they have to quarantine people. She in Germany where it's spreading.
I want to thank you.
She on the front line of treating folk
with that
with the disease.
And let me tell you something.
I pray every day for my baby daughter.
Lord, stay on prayer. I need for a call. I tell you, brother, that stuff is not, that stuff will worse than that on my law.
She on the front line, Brother Johnson. She's a nursing professional. That's who's going to take care of these sick people.
And I feel for her. That's why I pray for her. You know, when I tell her, we got to pray for that. I said, her name is April.
No, April in Houston.
Oh,
Danielle.
That's Danielle. I said, we got to pray for her. I said, look, she's exposed to all that mess.
She's right in the middle.
I said, then another daughter. She ain't far from her because they're right down there. His sister's a brother. And hard headed. What is the problem? I want you to repent. All this material stuff ain't going to help you none. You can get a brand new car, brand new house, brand new stuff, but it's not helping you none. You still going to meet Jesus. Got to leave it.
The mask can't save you.
It's okay. You wear a mask all day. You got to breathe some kind of way.
All it can do is keep you from breathing and blowing it on somebody else.
Yeah, that's all.
But it don't stop the virus.
And I look at the people. Look at the world. Look at God's word. Now, let's do what Peter says about life itself. Let's just see what he said. Second Peter chapter 1, I'll start at verse 2.
All right.
He said, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God.
Yes.
Jesus, our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which we have given to us exceedingly grace and precious promise.
He called us.
He called us, brother.
By his word.
Now, he called us by grace. I want to give you life and grace. I want to give it to you, but you won't accept it. Now, what can we do about it? God has the answer right here.
Repent.
That's what he's talking about. Two, the grace of life will come if you do what I tell you.
It's already available.
See, we ain't got an excuse.
No.
If you don't want to do it,
amen,
then ain't nothing we can do for you.
No man has an excuse. No one.
So now, if you don't obey God, who are you going to obey?
The devil.
Okay, then. That's all that's left. See, if you don't obey God, then the devil is on the throne of your life. Why are we playing around? Well, what are we waiting on? But the movie stars are scared. They're real scared. Now, we supposed to take heed to it and watch out. But they're more scared than we are, brother. They ain't got no hope at all.
Some of us waiting to see. Waiting to see what?
I don't want to wait to see. I already see what's happening.
It's time to work for Jesus. You'll see
everything.
Work for Jesus.
Let's keep living. God telling us.
Get it right.
He said, get it right.
Straighten it up right now while you have the
time. That's it. God's given us the time and chance.
Some of us are being warned. See, we don't have coronavirus in Wharton County that we know of, but we're being warned.
We're being warned by the other states and cities.
Get ready.
He said, I come through here, you're not ready, you ain't going back.
Let me tell you something. If it comes through here and we aren't prepared and we're not being aware, it'll sweep through so fast. You won't know what hits you.
That's it. And that's what I was showing at the drugstore the other day. And that woman said, I never heard anybody talk like you talk. I mean, better repent. I'm telling y'all sitting up here thinking, all y'all all about is money. That's not going to help you if you die. What you going to do then? What's going to happen when you die?
You don't need no money.
No, you don't need no money.
You need God's salvation.
That's it.
You need grace.
You don't get that, you can close it down. You go. See, y'all sitting up here breathing and inhaling whatever come in this store. Germs just float, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, people coughing up and down loud.
Yeah, it's coughing. And you just sitting there, oh, might be me, might be you. But one day, God's calling. See, God will get his saints out of here. He's going to get them out of here. And he's going to let the world go as it is. And Satan can have a party then forever. That's the way the world
goes. Well, now, brother, we will, because it's all going to be left in heaven and hell.
And he is going. He's taking the people down. Doctors don't want to listen. I said, I remember what I told Dr. Ali. He said, I read my Bible so many times. Ali, you wasn't reading no Bible when I first met you. He was telling me real fast. No, you wasn't. You started reading when I told you about the scriptures and see what I write. But you know, brother, I said, Dr. Ali, you're going to obey God. You're going to suffer the consequences. And then I told him his faith.
Mm-hmm.
He don't like me for that. But he let me come to him and get the message to what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't like me telling the truth. I was going to tell it.
He don't want to hear on that.
See, he thinks he's going to get by. I said, Doctor, if you die right now, where you going?
Don't even know.
You don't even know where you're going.
Because you don't know where you're going now.
I said, look at you. How you travel from Houston to Warden every day? And what is that doing for you?
Sugar land and the water. And back.
I said, now you ain't accomplishing nothing. You all you doing is collecting a little money, paying your house notes, paying your electric bill, and all that kind of stuff. But what are you done for the master that brought you this far down? You come out of the college in New York, didn't you? Yeah, okay. That was God trying to help you. But God's going to drop you in a minute because you won't repent. That's what you're going to do now. I can tell you what God's going to do, but we won't repent, brother. God is going on about his business. He ain't going to stand there and wait on you. You have an opportunity now to repent. Tom Hanks needs to hear the gospel. His wife needs to hear the gospel.
Amen.
All these people need to hear the word of God.
They should be dead in the next 30 days.
That's it. They ain't got no chance. If God said, well, I'm going to take out 1,000 a day. Ooh, Lord, how much you imagine the funeral home, and they're going to put them in earth as fast as they get them.
And you know 1,000 a day ain't that many.
That's it.
Without the coronavirus, 175,000 people die every 24 hours.
That's it.
Now, with the virus, who knows?
Who knows? Look at it. Look at the world today. Just take a look at it. Don't nobody want to. But I know them news people today. I was just looking at it. I've been looking at it for the whole week. I said, the president said don't panic. People will panic when they heard it. You know, it's too late to say don't panic now.
Look at late in the game.
That's already happened. People are looking at this stuff, and they can't detect it. I said, the president can't even travel. He can't go nowhere, Leroy. He get in the airplane. He got a private jet. Go up in the air, and he got the virus. Because he don't know where it's at. See, it's not something visible that we can see, but it's invisible that we can't see.
Amen.
And God let us know, you can't see it. But we that are Christians, we can see the light.
Mm-hmm.
That's heaven. We can die dead tomorrow. If we're in Christ, we can go up.
Mm-hmm.
The person that's not in Christ, he ain't going up, he's going down. See, people say, well, I was trying to explain Sadie and David. Don't tell people that you are members of the church unless you know what you're talking about. Saying Church of Christ don't get nothing done. I can say it all day, but people was asking me, well, how I become the Church of Christ? Well, I'm going to tell you then.
Mm-hmm.
The answer got to come from here. That's why I look at David. He hate me and you to talk about the Church of Christ so bad, he get mad. Wells up. I look in his eyes. I see Satan just busting his head. He can't see what I see. His mama can't see what I see. I see, because when you start preaching, bro, David, I only got something to say to his mama. Mm-hmm. Or if you start teaching, or I start teaching, then we got something to say to his mama. So he said, look, David, be quiet or go out there and sit in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She don't let David call her to lose her soul, Brother William, because David don't care about her.
Amen.
See, Brother William, you got three children. You ain't going to let them distract you from hearing what God's word says.
No way.
Because how you going to hear what God's saying and your two daughters just study talking? The whole time you sit there, daddy did. Well, and then somebody would say, well, Brother William, what did the man say this morning? If you're honest, you're going to say, I don't know. Well, what did you go for? Oh, you just went because it show up.
Mm.
Problem. See, I watch folks. I look around. I said, that's not what God wants us to do. When we come to the assembly, Brother William, of any congregation, whether it's in Houston or right here where we're at, we are focused on God, not on the world, not, well, Mama, look, I'll take you to dinner, or Mama, I'll come over and have dinner with you. That's not what we're focusing on. You can tell all that in your car. When you come to Christ, Christ will bless you if the service is for real. But we won't do it the way Christ said. We'll just show up and get to running our mouths instead of doing what he said. And then we want to know why the world is passing away. They're going to answer right there. We're passing away because we're not listening to God. God said, get it right. How often God's got to keep telling you? Peter said, long as I'm in this tabernacle, I'm going to warn you. Paul said the same thing. I got to warn you. Got to warn you, got to tell you, got to tell you. Why? Because you're like little children. You seem to forget where you come from. You forgot that you were purged from your old sins. You forgot about that. So you go back to those old sins, and you do worse than the first time.
Sinning again,
but now you're doubled up on it. You're doing things that you know is not right. You're committing adultery. You're smoking cigarettes. You're outbursting. You're blaspheming. Huh?
Amen.
You know what all things that God told you not to do. You put it right there in the book. But no, I ain't listening to God. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what he say. Then when we get on deathbed, almost about to go out of this world, I need prayer, brother. It's too late. God said, I ain't going to hear your prayers, Joshua. What did he tell Jeremiah? And Jeremiah chapter 7 there. He said, don't pray for these people. Why, Jeremiah? Why, God? They went too far. They didn't listen to what I had to say. I will not hear your prayer. Now, if God don't hear me in your prayer, brother, you need to stop talking.
Amen.
See, God will cut it off.
You need to start obeying.
That's it.
Repent, obey.
But see, we won't do that. That's why I tell myself, I said, Lord, I know you don't want to hear my prayers about David because he won't repent. That's what God's trying to tell me.
God is not
and he
tell
not,
that he can't hear.
He can't hear. He can hear me.
He's not so far away
that he can't,
that he can't see. He's not so helpless
that he can't,
that
help.
He can't help you. His hands are not tied. But
our
sin and iniquity are before and separate between me and God.
That's it.
That he will not
hear you. See, that's why I don't pray.
That's the problem, Brother John.
That's why I don't pray for people like
our
that.
Sin.
If we don't repent of our own sin, we're going to be praying for you.
He can't hear.
God ain't going to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I can't pray for your sins. No way. You got to pray for them.
I got to get rid of myself.
Yeah, you got to talk to God and act right.
That's it. And have a change of heart. Just don't say a bunch of words to God. Mm-hmm. And just still doing the same thing.
Make up your mind.
Either God or the devil. Which one you want? See, you're going to make up your mind on one of them. You can't have both.
No. Stop the sinning. Just stop. Just make up your mind. I'm stopping.
It's either one or the other. That's just the way it is. And men don't want God. And then they don't want it because they want it, they obey it.
And leave sin alone.
Don't even call on. When trouble comes, then let it come. You already in hot water.
Mm.
It's sad. or I'll leave that congregation, go to a congregation worse than the one I left. That's another problem in the church. So I'm looking at it. Down there, pleasure. The folks ain't got God, Leroy. They think they do. They ain't got God. They ain't got no. When we were going down there trying to help them, they didn't want God. They wanted a social gathering. And we didn't go with it. They said, well, we got to find somebody else. They found preachers that go along with their game. I told them, right up in their face, I said, if you don't want the word of truth, I got to go. I told myself I won't be back. Charles Smith, what did they say? But John, you mean to tell me if we did hire you and that? I mean, you don't hire me. I just come to do the Lord's work. But I'm gonna tell you why I won't preach for y'all, because y'all not ready. Y'all been here 60 years. Y'all should have been the total city down by now. And you're still babysitting yourself.
That's it.
I said, look at the Baptist church around the corner. 5 Baptist churches on one corner, Brother Will.
Yeah.
And then there's a Methodist church. Then there's a Catholic church. Y'all ain't converting none of the people. You ain't never been to their house. Don't even talk to me with that foolishness. I said, Lewis, y'all just won't do what God say. Y'all not even in the church. And what's his name? Said, Brother Johnson, but you got a heart on the ground. I'm telling you like it is. Desmond, I said, look, you better get away from here. Because they're not going nowhere. They, as far as they ever will be, have they made any different changes? No. And all these other congregations here in Warden ain't going nowhere. They don't study the book. They don't know the book. I'm telling you, like it is, brother.
All right.
They don't know it. They say they do. Go ahead, Martin Luther King. Take the truth to them. See how many times you get up in there. Because the first thing they'll say, well, you come over to start something.
Yeah.
You come over here to do this, do that. We don't want to. See, God said, okay, I'll fix that too. I'm going to start dying. That's why they dying over there fast as they come. Because they won't repent. See, brother, with this thing coming to the building and saving them, they're not saving them. What saved them is Christ. They don't see that either. I asked a question one time. I said, if the building is saving, then who is Christ? Nobody has an answer. I said, Christ is in the business of saving souls, not in the business of 100,000 people in a building and everybody lost. Then I told my boy Stanley, I said, look, good preaching, God is looking for them. He's looking for people that are faithful.
Amen.
And have the characteristics of preaching the word of truth, standing on the word of God. Now, if you're doing all of that, then you're getting someone. I said, you got 9 deacons and 17 elders, and you mean to tell me that preacher's still there? That's not the Church of Christ.
No.
It just got a title. Remember what Revelation said? I know your works.
Chapter 3. They ought to see
it. I know your works.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you done? Nothing. You're still in the same boat.
In Jezebel's camp.
It's over, Brother William.
You letting that woman Jezebel influence my children.
That's it. That's what's happening right now. That's the reason why the world is lost.
Jezebel represents sin.
That's it.
Disobedience.
If we don't do what God says, we're going to hell. That's the word of God in front of you, teaching people. And then when you try to teach them, they try to ignore it. Well, Brother Johnson, Brother William, think they know the whole Bible. I heard that since we've been here.
Yeah.
I heard David say it. See, he think I'll be listening to what he say. Whispering to his mama, and I'm hearing it. Now, why are you trying to talk about me and Brother William for? We trying to help you.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk about us. And you don't even know the principle of the Bible and come every Sunday. I mean, how you going to do that, man? You're going to drop it here like a little crybaby. I said, you're going to talk about us, and we trying to help y'all. We're concerned about your soul, but you want to go on out there and fornicate and do everything you want to do, smoke cigarettes, and you're coughing to death. I said, you own the breathing machine. Yeah, you own it.
All right.
But you won't talk about me and Brother William. We trying to help you, and you don't want that. I just see Satan that took over your life. Took over it.
So what to him?
I said, you gave it to him. Now, I said, you know what? Go to the hospital, lay down, and watch Satan going to stand in the background and laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, fool, I got you. You said you believe in the real God. I mean, you're crying on your crying bed, as they say. Why? Because you didn't do what God said. God gave you a book. You followed the instruction. God said, repent. We said, no. God said, do what I say. We said, no. God said, be faithful unto death. We said, no. We tell God no, and God got the power to save us, but we won't accept it. Now, what's the problem with that? God has the power. I didn't say man. What's wrong with the picture? We don't believe what God said.
Won't believe.
Even in the church, we don't believe it. We got people say, yeah, I believe in God. All they say, I believe in God. And I've noticed every time you talk about God to the sinner, but I guess I better go. You know what he's saying? I don't want to hear nothing about the true God. Just tell me a story about it, but I'll believe that. See, the true God is in the business of saving souls, not in the business of pretending. And when we pretend with God, God said, no, sir, and no, ma'am. Look at the TV today. Every day this month, they're going to be showing that chronic disease.
It's going to be every day this month and next month, too.
Yeah, they're going to keep showing it.
It ain't going away.
And the news people, they get nervous just like the people that walk around.
Oh, they got to be out there where the people are.
Yeah. Well, they look around. They don't, you know how they used to shake hands. They don't shake hands around. Why don't they shake hands around? Oh, when I get it on my hands, I put up, rub my face. I'm messed up.
Put it in my mouth.
And then I'm messed up.
Yep.
I got a fever.
Now you got it.
Now you got it. And everybody else going to get it. And then, you know what? The hospital is going to get so full, Brother Will, that the people came, the doctor going to tell them we can't even let you in. Why? Because there's too many sick folks up in here. And then the doctor, he ain't going to be able to leave.
No.
He can't home to his family. They got to go to the hospital.
He can't. He quarantined with the patient.
I said, now, ain't that pitiful? Oh, God, get your attention.
The nurses are quarantined with the patient.
Their
families got to do without them.
Yeah, got to do without them. I can't see my mama. I can't see my daddy, my brothers and sisters. They in the hospital. I can't go in the hospital and visit with them.
You got two or three things why you can't go in there.
Sad.
Huh?
But nobody listening to God. Nobody listening to God.
That would be, you all would be committing suicide going to a hospital to see somebody. Me too.
Think about it.
I mean, it's gotten that bad, bro, John. We just might as well be trying to get coronavirus to go in the hospital to visit somebody now.
Yep. That's why the doctor looks at you sometimes.
They called me again today. The nurses called me. Told me they got a new protocol. If you don't need to be over there for the next 10 days, don't come.
You know what I mean? They said that on TV this morning, too. But, and they were telling, I look at this here, Brother Will. They were telling those folks at the nursing home, they don't need you going home because you already got it.
They got the virus in the nursing home. It's too late.
And they said, they don't think you're going home.
It's too late.
And that is bad, Brother Will.
You infect your whole
family.
And all y'all. You stay there and don't go home, or you go home and stay at home.
Yeah. And they tell you, if you got it, don't come to the job. Don't come here. So you put your foot down on the job.
You trying to kill everybody and you?
Well, God said, I got a solution now. Until you decide to repent, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to move it out the way.
Hey, and if you got it, he's still not going to move it until he gives man the antidote.
That's it.
You might die for him. Are you ready? That's the question, Brother Johnson. Are we ready? Are you ready to face God right now? Are you ready? Because if you're not ready right now, you might not be ready when the time comes.
Oh, that's it. We got to get ready, Brother Will.
It's time
to go.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
It's
Time to repent for all men everywhere.
To repent. I don't care what nation he is. I don't care if he's Chinese, Mexican, Spanish, whatever.
All
it's time to repent. Amen. And once we tell them, God reward us. Because all we're doing is telling them. See, just be straight up. See, what I said is Wednesday night, I said, we're going to tell you straight up. David, look right in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, we're going to tell you sin and hell. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to hear it? Don't come here. But we're not going to back off of it.
Fire and brimstone.
We're going to preach those kind of sermons from this day forward. Now, you're going to either get tired of hearing us preaching that kind of sermon, or you're going to either repent, or you're going to get on with it. Yeah. One or two. I remember you were talking. Everybody got up on the table, ran. I was looking, I could see them getting up, going, pull the elevator. They didn't want to hear that. But all they're going to beg God, though, for asking, save us. Oh, yeah. Can't do it. God said, you just repent. But I was going, no, you wasn't. You're lying. Don't tell me you were going to repent. I shot my ministers there. You didn't repent? What's the problem? I'm not going to pull you out of heaven or pull you up into heaven with sin on you. You got to get rid of it.
God can't do it. It's one thing God can't do.
He can't,
save you with sin.
Now, you don't want to repent? Just forget it.
He'll save you out of your sin.
That's
if
it. You repent. That's the whole key to the Bible. Every time I read the word of God, I say, God, you telling us we got to repent. That's a command from God, not from men. We think men got something to do with that, Brother William. They ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with you repenting. If you don't repent, you're going to die.
And go to hell.
And go to hell on top of it. Now, why would you go to hell, Brother William, out of 50-something years, and all of a sudden you decide to quit serving God? Something wrong with you, brother? You got to tell me, because I got to find out. What? Brother William, me and you on the same page, but all of a sudden we jump up and say, oh, brother, y'all, I just ain't going to preach no more. They ain't listen. I don't care if they don't listen. We just keep preaching.
Amen.
I don't care what they want to hear. I don't care what David don't want to hear, Sadie want to hear, my wife want to hear, my mother, anybody. I don't care. I'm not serving them. I'm trying to save, help save their soul if they want to go to heaven.
Amen.
That's what we all about. They don't want to hear it. Then don't come. Simple as that. I made it clear Wednesday night. You don't want to hear it? Don't come. Don't come to hear it. Yeah. That's how they ever preach, brother. Y'all preach fire and brimstone. Everybody going to hell. Yes, sir. Yes, but you hear that? Ain't no salvation outside of Christ.
None.
Salvation is in Christ. Acts 4:12. Philippians 2:9-11.
We don't believe, Brother Johnson, that God really going to do what he say he's going to do.
Oh, well, you keep doing it.
We believe that you and Brother William is selling wool to you. We ain't back.
Okay. Keep dreaming. Just keep dreaming.
Y'all need to get up off of that.
That's what they want us to do.
Yeah.
I ain't getting up. I ain't getting up until God should get up. That's when he called me out.
Y'all need to ease up.
Yeah, well.
Y'all think y'all better than us.
Okay. Keep dreaming.
No, sir. Keep all up. Them lies you want to think is still lies.
They still lie, and we're still going to preach it. So it'll just be, gee, if we don't preach it, then we going to hell with the crowd. You might as well say it like it is.
Yeah.
See,
we got Noah. Responsibility to God.
That's it. Noah didn't only built an ark, he preached to the people too.
He built the ark, he preached to it, he did everything God said.
Yeah. The Bible says it twice in there.
Everything God commanded Noah,
he did.
Did he.
And he didn't think God was just getting too hard. He didn't say all that.
When can I stop preaching? Don't nobody listen to me. I just go and finish the ark, and then we're going to get on with this. The ark was probably already finished.
Yeah.
And God told him, you keep preaching until I say.
Until I say so. And then Noah kept doing it. The Bible said he did all that God commanded in Genesis 6:22, Genesis 7:5. He did it all.
He had time, didn't he?
He had time.
Sir Johnson, we got time to do all that God told us to do.
That's it.
We got
keep
time.
Preaching. Keep preaching, Brother Weaver. I'm okay.
If I get coronavirus and die next month, I got time. I got to preach everything. I got to do everything.
Hey.
I got to obey everything God told me to do.
That's it. That includes your family. If they come here, tell them like it is. Just don't drop the bridge,
they
folks.
They're going to hear the same thing and everybody else here.
And if they don't want it, don't come. Don't come out here talking crazy. Or we're not going to go along with your program. Just tell them straight up in the face. See, God's smiling when you tell the whole truth. For that half second, we should have, well, God, then my brothers and sisters and my mother that I want, you know, I don't really want it. If it hurts their feelings, just keep on moving. But like I told my sister, you don't want to hear me preach, come and tell you like it is. I'm saying it like it is. I said, your family, I said, you killed all of the except one living in sin. I said, your baby girl, she living in so bad, she don't even know she keep on saying it. She thinks going to a building is saving her soul. And I told her, I said, you're wrong, and you know you're wrong.
She deceived.
I said, you deceiving yourself. I said, I know Brother Robin ain't preaching on that.
People who are deceived, they know they're wrong.
Yeah, they know they're wrong.
They're just deceived. They are weak.
And they're dying.
And they're getting so weak that they got a strong delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't repent.
Pat.
But Johnson, if I get to the point where I can't repent, shame on me.
That's it.
It's all my fault. It ain't God's fault at all.
That's right.
It's all mine and
that's
not
right.
God at all.
That's right. Because he gave you plenty of time to do it.
Plenty of time. Gave you good sense. And I didn't.
And you choose to go the other way? God ain't got nothing to do with that. And also talking about when you get there before him, well, God, I'm going to do this. No. Because he said, if I erase your name, what is he talking about, erase your name? He's talking about erase the Christian name that he gave you.
Your name ain't Christ.
You do. That's why I try to tell him. The top list is the name. If you got the name of Christ,
that's number one.
That covers the whole picture. But if you ain't got the name of Christ, you had every other name and trying to do good in every other name, you check the book right now.
If you don't have my name on your birth certificate where it say Father, they don't say Leroy Williams, you're not my child.
That's right.
You never were.
Never were. I don't give a care how long.
I haven't adopted nobody. All my children were born unto me.
Yeah, and they all had your name. They got married or whatever.
They still got my name on their birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. But
that ain't going to ever change.
No, it ain't going to change.
See, in that sense, that's what God is. See, when you're born of God, you still got the name, but guess what? You ain't got no salvation in disobedience. The Bible says, and we just read it Sunday, children of disobedience.
That's right. If you disobedient to God, you're going to pay for it.
You got to. You cannot escape.
That's why I told my sister, I said, you know what? Let me tell you something, Mama. I'm going to leave this message with you. You're going
to
pay for what you did. I said, God can forgive. You're going to pay for it still.
There are consequences. Brother Johnson, if I sin and repent, I still got to deal with the consequences.
That's right.
God is not forgetting that. He's not going to say, okay, well, since you repented, you ain't got to deal with no consequence. No. You are saved from the destruction.
That's it.
See, it's not from the consequence of you. You saved from the consequence of your sin.
Yeah.
But you're not saved from what you did.
Yeah.
Oh. If you drink to your liver develops sclerosis, you got it. And it ain't no cure.
Okay, boy.
You're going to die with it.
Here you go.
But you can save your soul. Your soul don't get sclerosis.
That's right.
Of the liver. Your soul don't get heart disease.
No.
Your soul don't get high blood pressure.
No.
Your soul don't get diabetes.
No.
Your soul don't get brain cancer.
No.
Your soul don't get lung cancer.
No, I ain't heard of it yet.
Huh?
I ain't heard of that yet.
Your soul don't get venereal disease. It don't get AIDS. Huh?
Nope.
It don't get coronavirus.
Nope.
So God ain't saving your soul from none of that.
Nope.
Your soul problem is sin.
That's it.
It gets sin problem.
Yep. And that's the worst thing you can have.
You sin. Stop sinning, your soul will be saved, whether Amen. Your body make it or not.
That's right. Amen.
And your body not going to heaven no way.
That's right. It's going to dissolve right back where it comes from.
It ain't going to never leave this earth.
I tell them, I said, man, y'all don't know you.
Jesus' body
never left earth.
He came out of that body and went on back to heaven.
Like God went in that body, God came out of that body, and now he's back in heaven. And that body is dissolved. It's gone.
That's it. But you can't tell nobody nothing now about it. But all the Bible can tell them something.
Well, they don't know.
They don't know.
I'm going to tell you what. In the final day, everybody's going to know.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody going to be wondering. We're going to all know as a matter of fact.
That's it. Ain't nobody
you gonna
don't
be need
me from that. You know that with Brother Will. Ain't nobody gonna be concerned from that.
Nope.
Everybody gonna know.
Everybody
I don't care who you are.
You don't need to find your pastor.
Showed
up. You don't need to call your mom and daddy.
Showed up.
Huh? You don't even need to call on God because you're gonna know.
You're gonna know. Everybody that faced God in the judgment gonna know. There's gonna be no excuse. It's gonna be, but Lord, I didn't know. Yes, you did. You knew. You sin knew.
You knew better. You might not know all you're supposed to know, but you didn't apply yourself to it, but you knew better than what you knew.
That's right.
Huh? You knew better than what you did. You didn't try.
That's it. That's the whole key. You're still right.
See, God ain't God not. God is not unfair. You're not even trying.
Ain't trying.
Well, what can God do? What can you do? Brother Johnson, you don't even try to do it. What can anybody do for you?
Nothing. That's it.
If I do the task, who gets credit for it?
You.
You think God's going to make a mistake and give you credit for what I did?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I already know. See, brother, I already know what God's going to do for me and all you.
So you don't even think that lie. God's going to give me credit for Leroy's righteousness.
No. When it's my time to come to him and he called me up and called me out, that's it. Either I was in or I'm out. One of the two. Ain't no both of us.
Oh, I'm unrighteous.
That's right.
The Bible says, "He unrighteous, he'll be unrighteous."
That's right.
Let him be unrighteous still.
Oh, ain't no excuse.
If he unjust,
let him
be unjust still.
There is no excuse, Brother William. That's why I look at the word every day. I say, God, I want to know.
Amen.
See, you gotta just be straight up with God. I want to know. I ain't talking about the other fella knowing. I'm talking about me. If I'm doing it right,
yes.
I'm asking you, God, you know. I said, if I apply myself to your word every day, I want to be saved. If I didn't want to be saved, I would do none of it. I'd just go on the hell with the rest of the crowd.
Amen.
I said, God, you was before my mother, my daddy, my sisters, everybody, God. You is number one. Amazing. I said, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto you. Only way God's going to be first, you're going to have to seek him every day of your life. You can't seek him one day, so I got it now. No.
You got to put him first.
Put him first on everything. I don't care what you go or what you do.
If you don't put him first, he's not first in your life. Now, God is first. But if you don't put him first in your life, he's not first in your life.
That's it.
Your life is the only life you can control.
That's right.
You can't determine what your children going to do or your mom and dad going to do.
Oh,
and
well.
Your cousins and them and nobody else. All you can determine is what you
do
are
that's
going
right.
to do. All you can determine is what's going to happen to you.
That's why.
And that's all God holds you responsible for.
And I thank God for that too, Brother William.
I'm telling you.
I thank God he don't hold me for nobody but myself.
If men would do it, it would straighten up a whole lot of mess.
Yeah. If God just hold me for myself, that's all I'm concerned about, Brother William. Because I know God is right. When I obeyed the gospel, I said, God, I know you're right.
Yes, sir.
I can see that. I was stupid to that. I know you're right. And the young man said, man, I never heard nobody say, I know you're right. I said, let me tell you something. God is all about saving my soul. It's
yes,
not the
sir.
Body, the physical body. I said, that ain't what he died for. He died for my soul, that inner man. I said, man, am I right or wrong? That's right. He said, you already preaching, don't even know it. I said, no, man, I ain't ready for that. But I'm just saying, I know what he died for. He died for no flesh and blood.
Nope.
Don't say, you don't read that, though. I said, I got that much sense.
But you know what we dying for? Flesh and blood.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's what we're living for, and that's what we're dying for.
Mm-hmm. That you sure ain't wild about.
So that's what you live for, and that's what you die for. When you dead, you're like Rover.
you're dead all over. Ain't nothing, no good for God.
But you sure tell the truth. You tell the truth. And since denying it, you sure was right. That's why I say, if I can't live for God, what am I living for?
All right. But the alternative is pretty bad. You mean there's something worth living for other than God?
Yeah,
where is that?
I'm wrong with you.
Where did it come from?
Who's
you? I need to know. I need to find out quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I'm
because when there's something better than God to live for, tell me about it.
Yeah, tell me right then and there. Don't wait no next week or 2 weeks and all that. Tell me right soon you made a mention of it, because I want to hear this. There are people, Brother William, every day living for the wrong thing.
Amen.
They're living for the material world.
That's what they're living for.
They're not living for God. Look at the world. But now they want to call on God. Save me, God.
Now they know they need God. See, at first they didn't think so.
Uh-huh.
But now you know you need God.
Now you know you need
where do you think the cure for coronavirus is going to come from?
It's got to come from God.
If man had it in his brain right now, he'd cure it, wouldn't he?
He would. He's still right.
The doctor tell you he don't know.
He don't know. Look, show the doctor today.
If the doctor don't know, who knows? God.
That's it. That's why he's going to get it from. He's got to go to God now.
The doctor got to get it from the same place you got to get it from. God.
Yeah. And I was saying to myself when I heard it.
The answer. He is the only.
I said, and he's telling us from the Bible point of view to repent. And why would we repent? We don't believe in trust. So we're going to die in our sins.
He's waiting for us to repent. But if we don't, we just die and go to hell.
That's it. So I'm not going to chase you down. You don't have to.
All the folks that done died from coronavirus, they did.
They did. Forever.
If they wasn't prepared to meet God, they still not.
Still ain't. You're still right.
They still going to hell.
That's sure true.
It ain't their fault they got the virus. It ain't God's fault.
It sure ain't.
Is it God's fault they got the virus?
No.
Well, there you go.
That's it. You sure ain't lying.
Every man got to bear his own burden.
There you go.
He got to bear his own cross.
That's it.
Every tub, mama says, got to stand on his own body.
Wow. That's right. I can't stand on you for you, and you can't stand on for me.
Mm-hmm.
And wheelchair ain't got nothing to do with it.
No.
God ain't looking at wheelchair and crutches and chains. He's looking at the mind, and the mind ain't right.
He's looking at the ability that he gave you.
That's it.
You serve him with the ability he gave you.
That's it.
Even Leroy got to serve him with the ability he gave him.
That's it.
You think I'm going to let Leroy live like a lump on a log because he's mentally retarded?
No.
Of course not. That's stupid.
Because he can walk?
He can learn, and he can do.
That's right.
Now, he can't do what everybody else can do. He can't do as good as everybody else can do, but what he can do, he's going to do it.
Do it. There you go.
I have a responsibility to see to it.
That's it. Amen.
God gave me Leroy. He gave him to me.
That's right.
I got a responsibility.
That's it. That's all
to see to it that he give himself to God.
That's it.
See, the boy, he's better than me.
You got an open mind to all that, see? You got an open mind to it.
God,
how many people got an open mind to that?
Amen.
Very few.
Amen. It's God's wisdom. See, God enlightened my mind. I don't need to go to school to get this. I go to God.
That's what all you have to do.
God gives this to me because he opened up my mind. He opened up my heart.
That's it.
He is causing me to receive because he's teaching me what man can't teach me.
That's right. Amen. I agree with that 100%.
See, with God teaching, can't no man teach that. That's what we're trying to get people to understand. Read your Bible for yourself.
For yourself.
Because God's going to give you something we can't give you.
Okay.
You're not listening.
I listen to what he said.
We can't give you the wisdom that God gives you.
That's right.
I can give you some of the wisdom God gave me.
That's right.
But what is that going to do for you if you don't get none? You don't have none.
Well, you're in bad shape.
All them people that Solomon judged through the wisdom that God gave him, Solomon and God was angry with him. He died and went to hell.
Bad.
Right.
Human wisdom will not give you soul salvation, Brother John.
Right.
See, the wisdom I'm talking about ain't the wisdom that men give me.
That's right.
It ain't mother wit. It ain't father time.
That's right.
It's God.
So true. I'm glad you brought that out.
The wisdom that God gave me, you can't understand it with your brain.
That's right.
It'll bust your brain.
Bust it wide open.
It'll drive you crazy. You'll lose your mind. Trying to understand God's wisdom with a stupid brain.
Amen. And people need to learn that too.
They don't know it. They need to learn. And you're right. It's time. But Johnson, we just got to teach all this. See, we got to teach it from the pulpit because we don't get very much opportunity to teach it.
No.
Huh? If we call a Bible class 6 nights a week, we'll be nobody there but me, you, and Lenny Faith and Leroy.
Yeah. But should I teach it? Can't let it go. I see it every day, but while I sit right here and just read after God, I want some more wisdom. And I keep asking.
They're here.
Yeah, I know they're here.
They're walking in out the door. They're here. They're walking right past. They're here. When I walk past here, I can hear you study. They're here. But you know what? You looking for a response? You don't waste your time.
Man, okay, it got to come here. See, that Bible got to come here.
It got to come here.
See, get their attention. God going to get it. We're going to get it. Don't worry about it.
See, when it comes to your house, then you're going to be better ready to listen. What about the Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He had a problem falling down on his knees.
He sure didn't. And when Paul and them preached to him midnight, he obeyed
his
God.
Oh, how? Him, cheering, servants, everybody that's part of that family. Obey the gospel.
Obey the gospel. And but William, come back up, you got a good point there. It may take that.
And some of them still not going to obey.
Oh, don't you know that? I mean, I looked at it today. I kept looking at some anything. Look at that. He said, James, you know what? God ain't playing it. I keep telling y'all that. I said, God is serious.
And he's not through.
When
is God going to stop? He ain't stopping.
We're going to get right. We're going to either get right or keep on going to hell.
Or die and go to hell. We're going to get right. God ain't stopping.
I said, look at it. I said, they've been talking about this stuff ever since he come on TV.
It's been
2 months,
or almost a month. It's been a whole month.
Yeah.
Or better.
I mean, you think God playing? God,
yeah, first of the year, everybody was happy at 2 pigs and slots.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden,
we all crying. It ain't been 6 weeks.
Nope. So let me tell you something.
And the whole
God speaks, we better listen.
It ain't been 6 weeks, and the whole world
messed up.
We paying attention now.
Oh yeah, Leroy, I told you, God, will make
now.
You.
But what you gonna do? Now that God has your attention, are you gonna repent and obey?
No, you gonna still stay the same.
You see, God got to kill some of us.
Yeah, he got to take some of us out.
Cause we not gonna do it.
Leo, I want to ask you a question. What happened to that little old lady?
What's the little old lady?
Little upstairs. You said, you know, I have a problem with a kidney all the time. Trying to go to the bathroom. A little skinny lady. You know, she said she always trying to get some wine and drinks and stuff.
She's still up there. I think she's been in the hospital, though. I don't know if she's here right now. She might be in the hospital.
But I ain't seen her nowhere.
No, she's not here if you ain't seen her, because you're going to eventually see her. She's going to come out of that house, and she got to lean on that wall and walk down that wall, leaning against it. She's going to come out of that house sooner or later. She's sick in the house. She might be in a nursing home.
Because Lenny Faith says she ain't even seen her. Damn, I used to see her somewhere.
She is.
Especially coming off that elevator.
She live right on top of you, man. She live in 207.
Oh, okay.
She was right on top of you.
She just a flow up over me, man.
Yeah. I ain't seen no grandkids around here in the last 30 days.
Her
granddaughter ain't been around here in the last 30 days, so that tell you right there.
Mm-hmm.
She not here. She in a nursing home somewhere.
Yeah.
And that son in prison ain't here either. The one that always be up there.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, be in and out of prison.
Yeah, be with that white girl.
Yeah, with the white girl. He ain't been here.
Mm-hmm.
If she here, he gonna be here. He ain't got nowhere to stay. If he ain't in jail, where he gonna stay?
I thought about her. I said, man, that poor one. Because her other son died, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did. And the daughter did.
The daughter did. Oh, Lord.
The daughter died 5-6 years ago.
Mm.
She been dead. The girl's mom, she been dead. She was dead before she started going with that dude she was not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her mama died before she started going with the dude she was not. And she got a brother out here in the street, in the world, worse than she is. The boy at home, though, he going to die just like his mama. If he ain't dead already, he might be dead. I don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm
you talking about skin and bones? He looked like his grandmother. Last time I seen him, he looked just like her. These pants I got on, Brother John, they would hang off of him. Can you imagine being skinnier than me?
Yeah.
His mama, his grandma, he looked just like her in his physical, because he was just that tall.
Lord, help us all.
See, people don't care. The last time I seen him.
They evidently, Leroy, they don't care about themselves.
Well, the Bible says that's strong delusion.
It's strong.
They can't repent. That's a strong delusion, Brother John.
Yeah,
well, God ain't lying.
You
that's
repent.
Real.
That's
people don't believe it, but that's real. God's not lying.
No, he sure is. If you can't repent,
people in the Church of Christ can't imagine that. They don't want to believe that. But if God says, I believe it.
I believe it. I accept it.
God said it. That settles it.
That's it.
I don't have to believe it. It's still settled.
It's still settled. Whether you
it's
believe
settling.
It or not. God said it. It's over. It's over the book right there. And what God tell me and you, stay with me.
Amen. And, Brother John, it's settled in heaven. And it's also settled with God in the earth.
That's it.
See, man may think it ain't settled because he accepted it, but let him live long enough and God is showing.
Oh, yeah.
God is showing. You don't have to accept it. It's still going to happen just like I said.
That's right.
It's still going to be just what I said it is.
God said something, but we bank on it. I watch. I'm like Brother Evan said, when God says something in the book, you can bank on it. And you got to worry about it. It's going to happen just like he said it.
You can put your money on it. You can trust it.
Trust it.
You can trust it to the last dollar.
I tell the wife, I said, honey, all we got now is God.
In other words, if God said, it's money in the bank, the spiritual bank.
It's
money in the spiritual bank. God said, it's money in the spiritual bank.
And you ain't, and he said, can't no thief break in and steal it.
No, can't.
So he can break in down here and tap everything. But he can't do it up there. I ain't seen that thief got up there yet.
He can't get to it. He can die. He can't get to it.
That's it. That's why I say, God knows what he's talking about. That's why I listen. But I be sitting here by myself, Brother William, wiping there something. I be meditating on God. I say, God, I know you're right. I said, I know you right, but God tell me that. I see why I preach the way I preach, because I know God is right.
Amen.
See, but when I was told, I asked God. I said one day, I was talking to myself. I said, I'm going to try God. See if God really what he said is.
Mm-hmm.
Brother William, God proved that he really what he was. He proved it to me. It took no 2 years to figure it out either.
God, I promise you, God will do that. He do it, look, he do it whether you want to or not. See, some people say, well,